Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Let's make this a kind, wonderful, open day, shall we? Looks like Tuesday is upon us, March the 28th of the year 2023. And I think the allergies have kicked in 100%. I was talking to a farmer yesterday, and actually an equipment operator who was working on my farm. And he was blowing his nose, and I hadn't felt yesterday when I don't feel, I feel fabulous, but I still have that in the voice. So at any rate, it's not COVID. It's not bad. That's what I look at it. Rather than looking at it from the, if it's not COVID, it's okay.
Yeah, right.
Right? That's the way you go through it. So speaking of COVID, J.J. Kirshner, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program, the past several years, certainly the trouble with COVID and that sort of thing. But those, if you add up all of the things that were considered to be crises, and I'm not even a fan of that word, but things that are upsetting, certainly COVID, the war, the various weather disasters that are around, the shoot-em-ups like this thing where this woman opens up. My God, what are the... Three children, three adults were killed during a shooting yesterday at an elementary school in Nashville. Do you know the school? You lived
in Nashville. I do, yes. Yeah, this school serves pre-K through sixth graders. And originally, there were a lot of mistaken reports that this shooter, who's a female, was a teen, possibly around the age of 17, 18. They were able to find her identification, her vehicle. It was a 28-year-old woman.
And what was her problem?
What business does anybody have taking weapons into schools to shoot them up, students alike and all of that stuff? But when it comes to especially an adult targeting young children.
She had two, not one, but two assault-type rifles and one pistol. She was shot as well.
It's a miracle, honestly, that more people weren't killed. That police intervention took her out before she could take anybody else out. Because you don't go in with two assault-style rifles and a handgun.
Sick.
And only take out six.
Sick. Anyway, this is a school that was founded by the Presbyterian Church there. Enrollment was a couple of hundred during a small business summit, women's business summit. Joe Biden addressed the shooting. And so, okay, he addressed the shooting. I don't really care. There's nothing about listening to a politician that adds anything to this, unless the politician's going to get something done. And is it even up to them? When you get down, okay, so there are laws that are passed, but if they're not enforced, there are all kinds of laws that keep crazy people from getting guns, yet crazy people still have guns. So what good are the laws? I guess that would be my question at this point. Where is the pressure from society to change society, its mores, its standards? It's not about laws. It's about what is in somebody's head and how they've grown up and what their reality is.
And potentially a combination of such. Where are the leaders who are saying we need specialists in every on every avenue of this? We need specialists in psychology of all ages and members of people who understand guns and people who are opposed to guns, so you can have all different viewpoints, but actual specialists, experts in their fields to all come together, because it seems like there's no one answer to this. Maybe it is gun control. Maybe it's not. Maybe it is having more of an easier time getting to mental health experts. Maybe that's not. Maybe it's having gates and armed security at schools. Maybe it's not. But we don't know until we get an actual group of people who are experts in their fields to have discussions, and almost kind of like they are the people who need to start working towards this, because it's the cycle. It's something happens, then there's the media cycle, then everybody's talking about it, and the thoughts and prayers and taking their anger to social media. and then fighting with each other about where they stand on the topic, and then it goes quiet until it happens again.
Until the next thing happens next week. Yep. Same thing. Sick, 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 sick. So on the counter to that, looking at things that are perhaps more positive, we go behind the scenes on this program to try to find things that will counter. I don't want to not talk about it. I do not want to talk about it, but I feel like I have to a point, to give people the chance to share, to think about it themselves, or to share their thoughts with us here on our social media, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air, or to call 855-999-DOUG and get it off your chest. So to sort of counter all of this stuff, I've looked into some surveys from a bunch of countries around the world over the past 2 years. The World Happiness Report from the Sustainable Development Solution Network. And the report finds that benevolent acts like helping people, donating money, volunteering service, were 20% higher last year than they were in 2020 before the pandemic. I'd say that says something in and of itself. So what do you take away from that? Even during difficult times, difficult years, difficult circumstances, there are positive emotions that remain twice as prevalent as negative ones. But yet all we seem to hear about, and all you hear and talk about, and what you see are this anger and all of this stuff. There aren't very many stories about the positive social support, twice as strong as the loneliness report. Another counter.
You have to go to specific news sources who only focus on the good news to find a lot of this stuff, because it gets so buried.
Yep. So a lot of interesting insights, Jay, here. One that I find particularly interesting and heartening has to do with I saw this word, sociality. I don't know that I've used that word before, but how I guess the focus would be on people, social circumstances. This year, there are various forms of everyday kindness, like helping strangers, donating to charities, and as I said, volunteering. They lead these acts of kindness. Really, when you get right down to brass tacks, if you look at the history of psychology that you're talking about with regard to the gun stuff, these things have been shown to lead to and stem from the desire people have for greater happiness. So they actually take action. And that's counter to what a lot of... So who is listening to all of this rubbish on the radio? Who is watching all this rubbish on TV? Who is... I'm thinking about... I've given flowers lately to a couple of people, a couple of circumstances, just because I always give flowers to my children if I can when I'm there. And so, I don't know, I just think it's something to behold. And when I think of that sort of thing, I think of something. Here's something good from Reba McEntire, who's back in the spotlight. Not that she ever was not in it, but she's doing a lot of different things now, movies and television, that sort of thing. She got involved in Atoka, Oklahoma, A-T-O-K-A, which is a former coal mining town that was dying because of all the focus on not using coal. People stopped mining the coal. So Reba saw a story about it, and she decided she would help revive Atoka.
Well, and I think she's from that area.
I think she is, too. Yeah, right. So she partnered with a local Indian nation and opened a restaurant called Reba's Place. 500,000 visitors have come through that restaurant since January. How about that? Breathing new life. And there's somebody who's done something. Somebody who's done something that's good. Right? And I'm... You know, you can look around and find every day we have things that pop up that are great. You know, we can talk about Trump and DeSantis and all that stuff, but you can hear those stories someplace else. I feel like I most every day have to spend a minute or two talking about whatever, you know, the latest thing is from DeSantis. I find him more interesting than Trump. Trump's pretty predictable. I don't know that that DeSantis is. But think about the resiliency. I guess that's it, Jay. That's probably the word. And the reports that, that would focus on these positive emotions. Thank you for that information. I guess I just feel good about it. And I don't necessarily feel good about all of the attention. I don't get, by the way, I'm thinking about DeSantis and all the focus on what has been described by liberal newspapers as restrictive education policies. He's advocating for parents' rights. Now, it may be a little extreme. It may be not what most or many people think is good. The book thing, I'm not a fan of books being banned because it does remind me.
It takes away critical thinking.
Yeah, right. If you don't like something, that doesn't mean it isn't something you should be shouldn't be exposed to. That's the that's really the issue. So they call it curriculum transparency.
Which that should be okay. And I remember being in school, and if there was a book we were going to be reading that had some more adult language than maybe our age typically would allow, or we went to a museum where there were some nude statues, we had permission slips that parents signed, parents or guardian signed. And if your parent or guardian did not sign one, you didn't go, or you weren't part of that particular lesson.
And who are the people that are doing the reviewing? I guess that would be my question. There are lots of people who think this is horrible. I just don't think it's good. Supposedly, they want to remove books that are salacious, and they push people toward revolutionary thinking. What are children actually being exposed to when you look around? Never mind what's in these books, but look around at, hello, wake up world. What are children being exposed to? Think about that when you think about some of the critical thinking that's aimed at curtailing certain thoughts. It's 18 after the hour, and good day.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching your kid how to parallel park. Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, trunk lids, license plate holders, and headlights. They've got lots of headlights. When you need parts, get it right the first time with eBay Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's going to fit. eBay Motors, let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participate in U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for all the card combo orders.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days. Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
The Dell Technologies semi-annual sale is on, with limited quantity deals on top tech. Save on select PCs powered by the latest 12th-gen Intel Core processors, like Thin and Light XPS 13 laptops, Inspiron laptops, and 2-in-1s. Plus, get savings on select accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Press frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The wheels keep turning, the axles are moving. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner and the Dougster, celebrating some of the award winners at the iHeart Radio Music Award last night. We have three or four distinct focus, foci. What is the, I never get that. What's the plural of focus? Focus is
like deer, where the plural is still the same, focus.
Okay. Yeah. Here I am, the former English teacher. I never, ever dealt with that, for whatever the reason. Anyway, so I think I have my problems with iHeart, for sure, but I thought this was very interesting. I watched a little of it myself, as a matter of fact. I'm not a fan of Lenny Kravitz. I was sort of surprised that Ryan wasn't hosting it because he normally he's got a big, 300 million, some kind of a wild contract with iHeart. And I thought it contained, but maybe because it was live. Was American Idol live last night? Because American Idol was on at the same time the iHeart Radio Music Awards were on. So
really?
He probably couldn't have been at two places at once. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Anyway, so we'll celebrate some of the winners with a little bit of music and a few things from the show right after this.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off and endless variety of gourmet choices, from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
All right, so at the iHeart Music Awards that took place last night in Los Angeles, Harry Styles was named Artist of the Year, while Innovator Award winner Taylor Swift's Anti-Hero was the song
of the year. She got the Innovator Award from Phoebe Bridges, who introduced her with a comment, "We're lucky to grow up in a Taylor Swift world." You think that's true, Jay?
Of course we are. Colleges, Ivy Leagues are studying her in the curriculum because of how wonderful of a writer she is with her imagery.
Yeah.
And she even led the winners with the most earned honors, really.
Yeah. Yeah. I try to make the right decisions for me. The coolest ideas, moves, or choices are the new ones, the ones that set a precedent. The thousands of dumb ideas I've had led me to the good ideas. You have to give yourself permission to fail, so go easy on yourself. I think that's very interesting. The fans were screaming. Wee, 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 woo, ah. All right, so then there was the first winner of the evening. The most played artist of the year went to Doja Cat. So you're going to have to tell me a little about Doja Cat. I don't know who some of these people are. I know Coldplay got...
What about Imagine Dragons? Do you know Imagine Dragons?
Yeah, right.
Okay, yeah, they won a couple. Doja Cat is... she's a rapper, has quite a few songs that are popular on radio.
Mm-hmm.
I can see why she won, but I can definitely see why Taylor Swift and Harry Styles took top honors.
Right, yeah. Best Collaborative Award went to Sam Smith and Kim Petras. Is that how you pronounce her name?
Unholy. Right. That's a good song.
Icon Award recipient was Pink. Yeah, I'm for that. And Kelly Clarkson was there to present. Kelly Clarkson was on The Voice at the same time she was on this. And people are everywhere.
I don't think The Voice is live yet.
No, probably not. 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, talking and listening, hugging and kissing are wonderful methods of communication. But you and your pet, let's face it, don't live on a desert island. There are plenty of other people, not to mention sights, sounds, experiences, and smells that are unfamiliar and could potentially be frightening to your dog or even your cat. You know, it's really important to socialize your pets. Whether or not you live in a city, for example, you live in a suburb, sooner or later, your pet may have to go to the city, get them used to the sounds. If you live near a firehouse, they have to get used to the sounds of the siren. You know, the most important thing besides educating your pet is spending time socializing your pet to the neighborhood and all the different sounds and smells, other dogs and people walking by. Very often I'm called in when a dog moves from the suburbs to the city because he can't deal with that change. Well, if you gradually introduce your dog to it, he'll be absolutely fine. The same thing holds true if you're having a baby. Socialize the dog to the sounds of a new baby before the baby comes. This way, if you spend the time socializing your pet, it'll make it a lot easier for him to understand what's going on. I'm Warren Eckstein.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The chairman of the U.S. House of Representatives Foreign Affairs Committee announced he signed a subpoena to be delivered to Secretary of State Anthony Blinken for documents related to the deadly August 2021 U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. Michael McCaul has launched an investigation into the withdrawal from Afghanistan under President Biden's watch. A Senate staffer was stabbed in Washington, D.C. over the weekend, according to Senator Rand Paul. Paul thanked the first responders, hospital staff, and police for their diligent actions. 42-year-old Glenn Neal was arrested and charged with assault with the intent to kill in connection to the attack. Federal Bureau of Prison records show that Neal, after 12 years in prison, was released from incarceration on Friday, the day before the stabbing. Football last night, the XFL had the D.C. Defenders defeat the Houston Roughnecks 37-26. Lance Pry, USA News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I know it's going to be a good day.
Now I bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
The Doug Line's available. You have the opportunity right now to talk about what matters to you, your thoughts, your opinion. Let's have it. Jay and I are ready, willing, and able to hear, and more importantly, the audience wants to know what you're thinking. They want to hear it in your voice. So let's go, Jay.
Have your voice heard and join the conversation by calling the Doug Line.
855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684. 34 at the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, March 28th. Jay Kirshner feeling better today. The Dugger is feeling a little warm.
Right with my nose.
And the program is brought to you in part by Progressive Insurance, insurance for your motorcycle. Who's got a motorcycle? I've had motorized bikes, but I've never had a motorcycle per se. I don't know what it would be like for me to zoop up and down the street on a motorcycle. It doesn't a noisy Kawasaki or a Harley Hog or something like that with all the noise they make. It annoys me when I hear people doing it. So I don't want to be annoyed myself. Anyway, so you want insurance for your hog, for your boats, the RVs that you have, whatever it is. We'll be getting those boats ready to go back on the water. Yay, yay, yay.
So protection on the water, on the road, whatever. See how much you can save. 800-PROGRESSIVE is the usual number. And you can go online to progressive.com as well. Solutions for problems. Okay. So the problems with water and what we're doing to keep the water good for all of us. Because without water, we are nothing. We are, our bodies are 70% water. We have to have water in order to grow things. We have to have water to wash things. We have to, let's face it, without water, there's no planet, right?
No.
So if there's magic on this planet, it is water itself. So I noticed that somebody has come up with some inventive solutions as people start to get their pools ready. Public swimming pools also that are, we have public beaches here in my town, some public pools as well. I've always thought they were kind of dirty, frankly. But I do love to swim, and I love to be in the water, so I'll just, you know, you go in as you can.
What the chlorine's for.
Well, there's that. I never have put chlorine. The house that I had before, this one, had a pool, and I miss it, and I'm trying to figure out a way of getting a pool. I have a brook right next to the house, but it's not deep enough to go swimming in. Plus, the fact it's cold all the time. The water is so cold. So if you're trying to figure out how to deal with the rising energy costs, that will, if you're into water heating for the pool, which I always was, there's a new tech startup called Deep Green. And they have tested a pretty innovative approach at a swimming pool. They've installed a small computer data processing center beneath the pool. The energy that's generated by this processing center is what heats the water in the pool, which I thought was kind of interesting. Somebody's got this. The water that's going through. It's like an underground. If you've ever, we were, you know, in this development that I'm working on, we're going to put heated floors. There's a new process that is basically a heat tape that you put under the floor. It's electric, and that heats the floor. Well, this sort of is the same concept. The electricity that's powering this. This computer is, the computer is aimed at providing heat. So, anyway, maybe that's something, it sounds complicated though, doesn't it?
No, it sounds fascinating. That's a great idea.
Yeah. And then there are new swimming pools that are being made from the old shipping containers. You know that, shipping containers
that's smart.
On the trucks? Yeah, it is, mm-hmm. Right? Just dig a big hole and you cut the top off of it, and bingo, you got a nice pool. I've seen some pictures of really nice pools, and that gives me an idea myself. There's something called Mod Pools. The concept comes from a guy named Paul Ratham. He has taken old shipping containers and has, this is very sustainable, right? And mm-hmm. made them very efficient swimming pools. They're called the Airbnb of pools, in fact. The shipping containers have a life. They're reused over and over and over again. And then when they've come to the end of their life, what do? They crush them and make new pools. They can make cars out of them, anything. They re-rod, they send all this stuff to Turkey. So anyway, saving these seems to be a practical approach, and I'm going to look into this myself. Pools made by using these old tanker thingamabobbers.
And a lot of people will go get those troughs and just do little backyard pools themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good. All right, so there's a couple of things to think about. The shooting in Nashville has brought around a lot of people with a lot to say. A lot of politicians, blah, 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 blah. You know, Elizabeth Warren, who's the senator, one of the senators from Massachusetts, both of them are gas bags here. She's just an unbelievable gas bag. That's the only attribution. I suppose, like anybody else, she's done some good things. She's announced that she's running for her third term in the Senate. She tried to run for president and is too way too liberal for that to be a reality. As far as that, she's way too liberal for me. She said, I first ran for the Senate because I saw how the system is rigged for the rich and powerful. And then if you look at, she was worth a couple of $100,000 before she became a senator, and now she's worth 23. So, you know, what can you draw conclusions from that? I think that there have been a lot of people who have looked at her, and then they think, okay, there's so much BS there, and there is. She's pretty much always, she's blunt, and that's okay. I'm happy. I think being blunt is a good thing, frankly. She loves to go after Trump, but it's so predictable. I don't know, And so when we talk about the gun thing and whether people like Warren have anything really going for them, what has she accomplished? What has she done? That's what the people of Massachusetts keep asking, and I can't see that she's really done anything for the state of Massachusetts. She's done a lot for herself and a lot for liberals and liberal thinking. That's okay, but what has she done to be reelected? She's visible. People know her name.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's pretty much all it takes most of the time. And so with the, this is not necessarily positive. Well, I guess it depends on your point of view. This Biden student debt plan is a horror show as far as I'm concerned. I noticed that a group of Senate Republicans have introduced a proposal, if you will, to overturn the executive action that will forgive student loan debt for a lot of people who are borrowers, and then Biden could veto that if it passes and this thing goes round and round. So is there a settlement? Are they just, this is my position and that's your position and we don't agree, so
yeah.
Right? So
yeah, so let's move on to the next topic at hand.
So if you want to spend taxpayer money, President Biden, then spend it so that pretty much everybody benefits, not just a few. Right? This is where the rubber meets the road, as far as I'm concerned. So you've got all the grandstanders that stand up for you. Yeah, we got to pay off the student debt. Okay, well, so that takes care of maybe 20% of the people who are that age. Then what do you do for others? You have to. This is a cascading waterfall that doesn't ever run out of water. Right? Just keep spending the money. We don't have to come up with something. The system is like the gun thing. The system is what's wrong. So you don't exceed the will of the people is to have secondary education or education beyond secondary school that will meet the needs of those who are maturing and need occupational training for things. Doesn't always mean you got to go to college. So what do we do? It's just money, money, money. And it's too easy for these people to say, okay, let's throw some money at this and let's throw some money at that, right? And it doesn't, what does it amount to? Amount to anything. So, here's Ashby Beasley. She was a woman who survived the Highland Park shooting, happened to be on vacation yesterday in Nashville. Remember this shooting? July 4th in Highland Park, yep.
Mm-hmm, they had the parade.
So, yeah. So the killing that we were talking about in that elementary school, we talked about that in the last half hour. You can hear our review of that by going to gooddayshow.com, and I'm sure it'll be part of the Good Day download as well. Anyway, she found some reporters and said, aren't you guys tired of covering this? Yeah.
Yeah.
Aren't you guys tired of being here and having to cover all of these mass shootings? My son and I survived the mass shooting over the summer. I'm in Tennessee on vacation with my son visiting my sister-in-law. I've been lobbying in Washington since we survived this shooting. I've met 130 lawmakers. How is this still happening? How are children dying?
That's a valid question.
We have failed them. Biden has failed them. Trump has failed them. Politicians have failed them. We, as a society, have failed them. This is perhaps the biggest failure, frankly, of my lifetime, when you look at all of this stuff.
Well, and she even went on to say that watching her son struggle to cope with the trauma of the shooting is really what had her begin showing up at lawmakers in Capitol Hill's offices to tell her story. And that's a good point, that we talk about the shooting, but there's not a lot of conversation after the fact.
Nope.
There's not a lot of conversation surrounding PTSD.
It's exasperating. It really is. And so people could say to me, well, why do you keep talking about it? That's a good question, except
how
I feel like because I am doing a program that is about events of the day, things that matter, events, people, issues. The issue of gun control is there. What we do, the event, of course, was this shooting yesterday in Nashville. This, by the way, was a heavily armed woman who apparently had a manifesto. She left a note.
Oh, there are maps drawn out.
Yeah, right. Okay, I'm ruining my own. I'm ruining my own day. All right, so here's one more crazy thing. There's one more. You got room for one more crazy thing? Here's another nutcake on a plane trying to open the door of the plane, the exit, and get off the plane as it's trying to take off from LAX. Delta Airlines flight bound for Seattle yesterday. The emergency exit door was this guy's, according to the L.A. Police Department anyway. This was yesterday morning. The captain of the police department at they have an airport police force, said that passengers saw this guy interacting with a flight attendant as the plane was pushing back and ready to go out to the runway. He was agitated, nervous, anxious, whatever, freaked out. And so he tried to get the flight attendants couldn't do anything for him. So he grabbed the door, and that's when they grabbed him. More craziness. Yay. That's 48 after. This is a good day.
The Dell Technologies semi-annual sale starts now with limited quantity deals on select performance PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Save on select Vostro laptops with built-in security features and select Latitude laptops with enhanced privacy, collaboration, and connectivity. Save on select essential accessories plus free shipping and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
Ew. Gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks. No matter how many times I've washed it.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products. Save on Downy Rinse and Refresh at Target.
Here's Howie Long for Skechers hands-free slip-in footwear.
The world has gone hands-free. However, if you want to put on a pair of sneakers, you still need to bend down and help your feet in. Until now. Introducing Skechers hands-free slip-in footwear. You don't need to reach down to help your heel in. You just step into them and off you go. So what's the secret? Well, there's a special smooth comfort pillow in the heel that helps your foot slide into place. And they stay on just like a pair of laced-up sneakers.
Get hands-free slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, 53 after the hour is Food, Farm, and Family time. I get the daily update on all the food news at foodfarmandfamily.com. Connected to the Good Day program, Jay populates it with all of the stories that we talk about, the audio, and also the American Family Farmer. Plus, there's a lot of different news and information about what you're eating. And today's recall is a gluten-free brownie. Because it has undeclared wheat in it.
Yeah.
If it's
brownie
gluten-free,
bread, not so gluten-free after all.
Yeah, exactly. I've had some of these, frankly, and I like them. The Food and Drug Administration said the recall involves gluten-free Reese's Pieces Brownie Brittle. So there, you can be sure pretty much everybody that's listening has in some way, shape, or form, who doesn't like Reese's Pieces, right? All the brownie stuff. So the recall initiated after the company discovered that wheat got into the product because of cross-contamination at a co-manufacturer. This stuff gets so complicated as to how it's made, where it's made. You see packages now that pretty much say no matter what you're buying, this product was produced in a factory that has does wheat stuff and peanuts and whatever else people get themselves.
Well, there's also additional labeling. A lot of times when something says it's gluten-free, it doesn't necessarily mean it's safe for anybody who has celiac because of this such cross-contamination. But then there's an additional stamp. If anything is made specifically in-house, there's no third parties, no third suppliers, and there's no possibility of cross-contamination, they can actually use a celiac-approved or celiac-friendly stamp.
Yep. All right. Speaking of Reese's Pieces, authorities are working to determine the cause of an explosion at a chocolate factory. 7 people are dead. This is in the Palmer factory in West Reading, 60 miles northwest of Philadelphia. It leveled a building. Leveled it. And there were other buildings that were also hurt in the explosion. Trying to pinpoint the cause of the explosion. What can blow up in a chocolate factory? I guess that would, how they're producing things, perhaps there was some gas. I don't want to speculate But I know that 10 people were injured in addition to the ones that were killed. So according to the people that were handy by, Jay, it sounded like an explosion.
They're trying to pinpoint what happened so that they can prevent it.
Yeah, right. All right, let's see what else have we got. Some problems with goat snugglers. Again, Dateline, Pennsylvania. Family farmers are pulling out of events because of some backlash. Those of you who have snuggled with an animal, horses, cows, goats are being used. So this, I mean, it sounds innocent enough, but a family farm says it's not going to offer the experience at events because of the backlash and criticism from people who are animal rights activists who, in this case, haven't got a clue. They do not have, it's just wham, wham, oh, you're hurting those baby goats.
They call it animal exploitation.
Bah, bunk them. It's good for the goats, and it's good for the people. It would be nice if some of these idiots who were so interested in protecting, they do some good things, but then they come up with crap like this that shows they don't really have a clue. I have goats. My people love the goats. Are always the ones that are around humans are friendly. They're fun. They offer all kinds of therapeutic. You know, just patting the goats. So, and that's there's nothing. This is extremism at its worst.
Mm-hmm.
There are many things that these people do that are good, but this is plain stupid. And take it from me, who's been around animals all my life. I've raised thousands of cows, and many of them were extraordinarily therapeutic, not only for me, but for the people who come visit my farm. And they see you're not exploiting anything. These are animals, especially the ones I have, animals on my farm that I have a bovine sanctuary, and I've saved, I don't know, 40, 50 cows that were going to be destroyed because people asked me to. And I have some of my own favorites. I've never slaughtered a cow in my life. Never been cruel to a cow, but I will tell you that there are plenty. I mean, there are plenty of farmers who have. I don't dispute that. But take each individual circumstance for what it is, and I don't blame these people. You know, all these quote unquote do-gooders are going to do is spoil it for everybody else. They're not saving the animals. They're not helping the animals.
But
the animals love
animals.
The attention.
I was going to say, but especially baby animals love to be snuggled.
Right. Anyway, so I guess I've gotten my 2 cents worth. I got my point across. You think I got my point across there?
Yeah.
Point across. Yes. All right. FoodFarmAndFamily.com. Check it out. It's 59 past the hour. This is a good day.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.